Self. This is America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have huge news to tell you about police just clamping down on a neighborhood outside of Boston after gunfire and more pressure cooker explosives, all kinds of nonsense, a cop dead on MIT's campus. It looks like they have one of the suspects in custody. At least that's what I'm being told through a source in Boston. And one might be dead. One might be dead at this point. Here's Mark Tripp talking about grenades, automatic weapons, a suspect lying on the street. Boston, just a war zone.
The stadies were talking about ballistic damage from some sort of an explosion that went off. Probably that's what I heard. It must have damaged the house, and somehow they were running through the neighborhood and must have tossed them aside. I overheard the officers saying that there was a bag of what he called grenades that had been thrown to the side, and they were sending that SWAT truck down to pick them up and to take them away. There was at least 50 officers there from every different town, stadies, everybody, and they all had automatic weapons, and they were like literally backing everybody away. He was covered with these like laser pointers. It looked, and I heard an officer say, "Move, and I'll put a bullet in your head." And they weren't kidding. And that man was not moving.
Wow, how about that? Good for them. He supposedly, what also happened, and what I was told, is that the two of them, both of these suspects were in Watertown, and they were pulling on all kinds of door handles trying to get a car, trying to get away. So they were there. And if the two are interrelated, they're not confirming it, although it completely looks this way right now. And this is in Watertown. The MIT shooting, is that somehow related? And then top it off with the whole Boston Marathon bombing. But from what I have gathered from a source, this is from a good source in law enforcement, the suspect in custody is one that is considered to be a suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings. And so there was this huge firefight with the police, and they had a 20-block perimeter searching for the one suspect that they were trying to flush out after the other one. The one that they had, as you heard the description there, the laser pointers on the guy, was one of the men that was in his 20s that could be identified from one of those photos. So, you know, how this all pans out, and there's all kinds of speculation, and I'm sure that's going on all over the place through social media and whatnot. I can only tell you what I know, what I just received from a law enforcement source that I have, and that's what's being said. Just huge boom went off, craziness in Watertown. They were screaming, and see, people could hear that. Stuff about, you know, there's an active shooter with an active explosives and all that kind of stuff. So you had tons of just massive police lights that were going off and people, you know, hysterical that were in their houses that could see what was happening. And it was described as sort of like somebody had set off fireworks. So were they, you know, was one of them trying to throw a bag of grenades, trying to get away, and they were absolutely trying to get a car, trying to pull up door handles, and for sure, and this is why I think they were partially tipped off from this. And the MIT police officer was shot and then killed. There were shots fired at about 10:48-ish or so, just before 11 Eastern time on Thursday, and then that's how this whole thing exploded after that, with, you name it, any kind of law person you can think of, name the letters, from SWAT to FBI to campus police on MIT, you know, whoever it is that you can think of that had the letters on their coats and the weapons. They were absolutely after these two guys in this neighborhood outside of Boston, stunning a lot of people who heard random things along the way. So how about that? That is very, very big news in light of what happened on Monday, and clearly trying to, after a release, the FBI releasing video and images of the suspects and telling people to call in with tips. It's your neighbor, it's your friend, it's somebody you might know. And now maybe this flushed people out and the whole theory of they escaped might not be right. And this could be good news on the front of actually getting someone, nailing somebody for this. In the meantime, quickly here, crews are searching still for victims in the Texas plant explosion. 35 plus dead as a result of the fertilizer plant exploding. The plant was cited for a violation in 2006, and it is awful, very sad, obviously, what's happening to the small town of West Texas, not very far from Waco, 75 miles outside of Dallas, just to give you a sense of, many of you have probably seen video and whatnot, to give you a sense of what this town is like. Just everybody knows each other, less than 3,000 people. And it was sad to see, because that explosion was recorded, that people were responding to the fire and trying to get to the plant and trying to do what they could, trying to help people, knowing that right by the plant, the fertilizer plant, there was a neighborhood, there was a middle school, there was a nursing home. And unfortunately, so many of those first responders are unaccounted for. And then the ones that are accounted for, 10 have died. They're part of that 35 total so far, which could certainly grow. And the thing that was so wild after that is the blast registered a magnitude 2.1 earthquake, basically comparable to a minor earthquake on the Richter scale. So people were injured, people were evacuated, and now it's, you know, recover, recover, recover. Can we still find anyone else? It's an ultimate, truly nightmare scenario. On two sides of the country, you have what happened in Boston, where it looked similar to a couple of different events that we've seen in past history. And, you know, with the carnage, it was described as like Afghanistan. And what happened in Texas was described like a bombing incident that we used to see sometimes when there was coverage of Baghdad. So Texans and the people in Boston trying to be as resilient as possible in a really, really tough, tough situation where you're trying to notify people and running to hospitals and treating all kinds of injuries and trying to account for lots of different people. But I think the big thing is there may be a break in the Boston Marathon bombing. Might be. Don't know that for sure, just that there certainly is some strange things happening. And from what I'm told, one suspect is in custody, and the other one could have been killed because he was on the loose and they were all over the place trying to get him. So how about that? Wouldn't that be something to have one of them at least in custody? We're going to lighten the load next here on America Tonight. We're going to the movies. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Directed by Quentin Tarantino, Django Unchained is the story of a slave-turned bounty hunter who sets out to rescue his wife from the brutal Calvin Candy, a Mississippi plantation owner. Starring Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Samuel L. Jackson. A sinful martial arts expert wants to start a new tranquil life, only to be hunted by a determined detective and his former master. Dragon is written and directed by Peter Chan. In Save the Date, Sarah finds herself caught in an intense post-breakup rebound with new infatuation Jonathan after tragically breaking up with her rocko ex-love Kevin. The romantic drama shows how we fumble through the bumpy emotional landscape of modern-day relationships. The Haunting in Connecticut 2 is the sequel to the 2009 supernatural horror, purporting to be based on a true story, in which a cancer-affected teen starts seeing things in the new Victorian house he and his family moved into. Directed by Tom Elkins and stars Katie Sackhoff and Chad Michael Murray. This week's cult classic movie, Kiss, Attack of the Phantoms, must surely get the nomination for worst movie of all time, but a must-see for any Kiss fan. The best way to describe this movie is that it's like a Scooby-Doo mystery, just replacing those pesky kids with the flamboyant glam rockers, complete in makeup and costumes. It's got it all, a mad scientist building robots to take revenge on the amusement park after being fired, and it's up to Gene, Paul, Ace and Peter to use their rocker magic and mojo to solve the mystery. Keep a lookout for the evil Gene Bot. Look, I'm a big Kiss fan, and I found this film to be rather self-indulgent, but it does have one saving grace: all of the great Kiss tunes. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. Just a few more hours.
Jack Alexander. Highlander. We move from that to taking you to the movies with this first flick, Oblivion.
The last Super Bowl was played right here.
Please don't tell me it was a classic.
Classic game. 80,000 people in their feet.
Seconds left on the clock.
No.
So QB throws a Hail Mary.
Touchdown!
166, back online. 60 years ago, Earth was attacked. We won the war, but they destroyed half the planet. Everyone's been evacuated. Nothing human remains. We're here for drone repair. With a mop-up crew.
This is Jack Harper.
I'm good to go.
2 more weeks, Jack, and we can finally leave and join the others. Don't take any chances.
So Jack Harper is Tom Cruise, as you can tell. Yep, he's a security repairman stationed on evacuated Earth. Wow, sounds kind of wild, but it's getting some good ratings. It could be a comeback movie for Tom Cruise. Next one, quickly, Ain't In It For My Health.
There's 100,000 Frenchmen in New Orleans. In New Orleans, there are Frenchmen everywhere. Down, all your babies could drown. Would none of them to Frenchmen care?
Hey, Levon, Steven out of Vanguard here. Just wanted to give you all a call. The Grammy nominations came back first thing this morning, and we got one for the Dirt Farmer album. And not only that, it looks like they're going to do a lifetime achievement honor for the band this year.
I pulled in the Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead.
Here's these guys, they don't have a proper name, they don't have a proper front man. There's this weird internal chemistry going on. Levon is absolutely crucial to what the band means, because he was not only the only American, but the only Southern American in the group.
When the church bells toll, the choir's gonna sing and the hearse will roll on down to the graveyard where it's cold and gray, and then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away.
All right, so that one is about, it's interesting, the Ain't In It For My Health, Woodstock. How about that? Director Jacob Hatley does a documentary that's supposed to be pretty interesting that finds Levon Helm at home in Woodstock in the midst of doing his first studio album, and they say 25 years. There's a couple other movies that are coming out, Errors of the Human Body, and that one's gotten a couple of good reviews and a few bombs following it, too. It's about a guy divorced from his wife and the loss of his son to a rare genetic mutation, and he tries to relocate to another location after dealing with all of that. And then there's Philly Brown, who is a young Latino street poet who is pursuing a record deal that will help her family financially. Here's my advice. There's some good movies coming out here eventually, but I would stay home or catch up on some of the other ones. Like, if I were going to the movies, I love baseball. I like the Jackie Robinson story. We could use some good news, right? I'd go see 42. I'd probably go see 42. Or Olympus Has Fallen, kind of rough in one sense, but triumph over tragedy in the end. I like that. Somebody told me they saw Jurassic Park in 3D and they thought it was really, really good. All right, we have an update for you on what now is happening in Boston. One suspect is definitely in custody at this point. We know that to be true. And this was after a wild night in Watertown and the shooting of a campus police officer at MIT who died. So big news. SWAT teams and whatnot descended on this area of Watertown. People were describing bullets that went through their house and all kinds of craziness because it's a really tight, small streets and small community. Another supposedly was on the loose. This is after a firefight with the cops. Lots of chaos on Cambridge and Watertown. And the police are definitely saying there was an apparent carjacking. It led to this, to the wildness of a chase. There was an explosion. There were people screaming about IEDs because apparently there was a bag of grenades. There might have been another pressure cooker and concern about that, worried about whether they were going to trigger something else that would be set off. So there were certainly the sounds of explosions anyway, as it was described, kind of like a stick of dynamite went off. So some big concerns there. But the good news is it looks like the second one has either been shot because there were a lot of gunshots and it's not confirmed yet, or he's perhaps in custody and they're getting closer. It's interesting because they were shutting down cell towers and demanding that cell phones be turned off for fear that somehow that would trigger something. So what a tumultuous week, to say the least, it has been in Boston after those fatal explosions on a Monday. Even during the day, there's non-denominational service. The president was at the service. There were several pastors that spoke and talked about the city uniting and how the city was strong and would come back and there would be another run and all that kind of stuff. So this would be a capper to everything if they were able to get to close this up in a sense and nail at least one of these guys and have them in a cell somewhere for setting off a course of events that changed the life of so many people. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. More to come as we boot it over to the next side, as we turn the page, so to speak. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals as we continue driving down the road here, finding our way on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy
Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And let me tell you, a lot of you had plenty to say about the video stream that was released of the two suspects when it came to the Boston Marathon. The two dangerous suspects is what how I think they termed it. Also, storms in the Midwest. Some of you whining to me about how wintry it was in your neck of the woods. In fact, Nathan Reeder is at our mothership, the GCN hub, if you will, the plush studios that air America Tonight and many other shows. And Nathan, if you were to look out the window, it's pretty snowy there, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
How much snow?
It's kind of slowed down, dropping stuff, but there's probably about 4 inches today, something like that.
4 inches. I mean, I guess in Minnesota, you never say never. I mean, you just keep the shovel in the back of your closet just in case, right?
I was talking to someone about how I don't feel like this is weird, and he was like, it was not this way last year. It was, like, so hot. And then, in reality, the couple years before that, it was definitely snowing this late.
So. I'm sorry, April 19th, that is late, my friend. April 19th, I mean, we're like deep into the spring.
Barely, really. In Minnesota, no. That spring is like so compressed.
I love it. All right, so many of you complaining about the weather, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
The thanks. And this one from Alex, who is listening to us in Illinois. Alex says, Kate, I am sick of water, water, water. Flash floods, baby. I don't know if you watched anything or saw anything about Chicago, but we're practically floating in the river. This rain is ridiculous. Help. I do know about the rain in Chicago. I have a good friend that lives there that said it's been unbelievable. There have been these brutal thunderstorms, and the winds and stuff, too, also was part of the problem in Chicago. You know, in the wintertime, they have ropes down Michigan Avenue. People thought I was joking when I said that because I used to go to Chicago a lot. And the rope is in case you're going to get blown over. You can hang on to the rope as you're fighting the wind going down Michigan Avenue. There's just something that says to me, I don't need to be on this street if I have to hold a rope that's on the ground for me to make my way all the way up to wherever it is I'm getting these city blocks. Forget that. So anyway, the National Weather Service says that you could get a foot of snow in northeastern Minnesota by Friday. That's how bad the snow situation is. There is massive floodings, like Alex was saying, that is just swallowing up streets in Illinois and Chicago. Just awful, awful, awful. And it's other parts of the Midwest, too, are getting absolutely slammed, whether it's tornadoes in Missouri or whether it's hail in Oklahoma or Wisconsin or Michigan. Lots and lots, by the way, of flood watches, too. And the Mississippi River, they're really monitoring that because 17 gauges, that's what they have along the river. This is kind of cool factoid. To monitor the water is already showing major flooding. As predicted, they're worried about the overflow there. And they're also saying that throughout the weekend, there's a chance of more rain. Yikes. Not good. Let's move to our next one. This one from Sam, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I'll tell you what, it is so disturbing what is happening with this whole bombing at the marathon on Monday. Now, finally, the FBI, they must be at wit's end. There has to be something more to the story to release the video snippets that they did, saying these are the suspects. Think of the time in between, then asking if these are your friends or neighbors or coworkers. Don't be afraid. Please call us, even though it's maybe difficult, because the images show two dudes that blend in, let's face it, in baseball caps, jackets, walking through the crowd of the busy day on Monday, clearly with backpacks. One raises his arm to lift the backpack off his shoulder, but then the view is kind of obstructed. He sets the backpack down. You have to know he's the guy. They were very calm, cool, collected, knew what they were doing. I'm sorry. I'm taking the PC gloves off. Maybe they won't be foreign nationals out to destroy us, some kind of Al-Qaeda cell, but it certainly looks that way. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but that's what it looks like to me. These dudes are long gone. You know, my concern is these dudes are long gone, and it very well could be that. You know, you look at the faces, and tough to tell. Could be someone from the Middle East. Could be a Saudi. Who knows? I mean, we don't know. We don't. We don't know. But I know that this call the FBI, 1-800-CALL-THE-FBI, give us a tip, whatever. They're grasping at straws or something. And they're going to get flooded, and they already are flooded on their tip line. They say that they think the suspects are still in the United States. They think they're in the United States. I think they're not in the United States. But I hope they are. I mean, if I'm going to be the cockeyed optimist, I want them to get them. I want them to nail them. And the FBI isn't releasing very much information, just a few little things. That's it. Then saying if you encounter them, don't try to encounter them. You know who they are, that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. I mean, three people dead, including that 8-year-old boy, sad story, 176 wounded and really wounded, talking about people with limbs that were blown off after those backpacks were you know, were dropped there. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody comes up with it. Maybe he's wrong and, you know, who knows. But at this point, it's all about what do you know? How can we find out more? And let's track them down, whatever it is, whatever, whatever it is. All right, Rick from Illinois in the wings. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Crazy week, huh?
It's a really crazy week. You have the thing going on in Boston, plus the MIT deal. The campus police died, the guy that was shot. They've got a suspect cornered, so there's craziness going over there just a mile from the marathon. Then the fertilizer plant that was hit with all kinds of violations blows up. People, they're still looking for people. It's crazy.
And then everybody's overlooked that. They went idiot that the poison to Congress.
The ricin. We talked about that. The guy out of Mississippi, sure, who sent it through the mail, and that's highly poisonous. There's no antidote for that if that gets out in the air. So yeah, that's a rough week in the United States. Plus, American Airlines with all of the flights that were grounded. With the crazy glitch in the Sabre system, which is the company that handles the reservations and everything for American.
Yeah. Those pictures they released of those two guys looking for, I don't know how come their parents ain't speaking up. They should recognize the thing.
Oh, well, sure. If there's somebody from the United States, if you're saying if there's somebody from the United States and that's your kid, oh, well, of course, but we don't know that. We don't know who they are. We don't know if they are from someplace else. We don't know if they're on expired student visas or if there's somebody local or there's somebody from Boston or somebody from some other place. I think, though, it's wishful thinking that because to me, the FBI was so all over this from the beginning. If they were easy to get, they would have gotten them. So I think they were well-trained. That makes me think there's more to the story. And I don't believe they're in Boston at all.
Yeah. They said they seen that one on his cell phone. That's how they got his name, I guess. They went back to it. They made the phone call tracing down that way.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know who it is. They got the name.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope that there's some huge break in this case. Rick, man, I would love it. I would love it for those people going through this. It's just terrible. And we talked about this. We talked to, you know, somebody who was in the race, who Robert Siciliano, who's been on the show many times, and listening to his description is just bone-chilling. Yes, I was thinking about was my wife and two kids and my father and sister-in-law, because they're waiting for me at the finish line, and I'm on my personal best time, and then this thing explodes, and who cares? All bets are off. I just want them out of there, and I'm concerned. So we need to know the other side. It's always about getting the culprit anyway, especially in some heinous, awful act. Think of the DA that was slaughtered in Texas, he and his wife, and the assistant DA prior to that, a couple months before that. Well, you had signs everywhere in Texas, you know, like the flashing deals when they put up an Amber Alert. They were showing the DA's picture. Anybody who knows anything, FBI was all over the place because originally it was thought that it had something to do with the Aryans, you know, the Aryan race in the prison system, and it didn't. But more importantly, it was about, hey, you don't kill some of ours, and we got to find out who did this. Turns out it was somebody who was local, was fired for stealing computer monitors, who was a justice of the peace, sadder than sad, and it's capital murder charges against he and his wife. But it was a push to find out information to get the person responsible. That's the big concern. Hang with us. I'm chipping it over to the other side.
We're Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To see him when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
We're looking to see how many people are able to get out safely and to see who is wanting to stay in their residences at this point. The residents have to kind of communicate with us whether or not they want to stay or go. We can't make them or force them to do anything.
All right, so now there we are talking about the weather in Illinois, the flooding, and it's bad. It's not bad just it's bad not just in Chicago but elsewhere. So on top of some other things that are going on, weather is wreaking havoc with a lot of people, without a doubt. Typical of America. Tonight, we're mixing it up in a couple of different directions. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper here with all of you. You want to vent? Here's the place. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Our pal Pete in Texas, listening to us on KYXL. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Is this the pole princess?
It is, and so many people have no idea. When you say that, it sounds so funny. I love it.
I just wanted to comment on one of your, from the mailbag. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. You had an individual call last night and say, why do you need all those rounds or shells or bullets?
Right.
Okay. Well, you know what we do? We go to the range and we practice.
And shoot and shoot and shoot. Yeah.
Shoot and shoot and shoot and get good at what we like. Just like any other hobby. You go out, you shoot, you have a good time, and you go to the house. You don't spend, you know, an hour at the sporting goods store grabbing 50 rounds. My word, I go through 50 rounds in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're looking at 300, 400 rounds, and then you get to go home and clean that mess up off your firearm.
You know what? It's funny you say that, Pete, because I have a friend, I have a girlfriend who is a great shot, and she decided that she wanted to get the concealed and carry. She went through the whole permit thing with a bunch of our other friends, and she said this very same thing to me just yesterday. She was getting bullets delivered, and people, one of her neighbors, took the stuff in and said, "What? For goodness sake, why do you need all that?" And she said exactly what you said, because this is my hobby, and because I want to be proficient, and I like it, and we go to the range, and I'm not just shooting off 15 rounds, 10, what do you think? I put a few bullets, like it's like a cartoon, I put a few bullets in the chamber, and then I go home, it's like Dirty Harry, I hit the bullseye, and that's it?
Yeah, what we do is we do combat shoots, we hit moving targets,
yes.
We run, you know, we run around, we hide behind things, and at the very end, when you're very winded, I take my rifle, and if there's a 3x5 card, and I've got to hit that card.
Yeah, you want to hit that card, yeah.
Yeah, because that is the hostage terrorist, if you will, situation. You put it right beside something that you don't want to shoot, and then you're sitting there blowing and trying to get your heart rate right, and relax after you've been running, and then you pull the trigger and hope for the best on that 3x5 card.
Mm-hmm.
I have shot a many a hostage.
But you know what? Actually, Pete, it makes sense. This is a good call. It makes sense because also then you are more proficient, like she said to me, with your weapon. When your live targets are tough, if you were in that situation that you needed to defend somebody, yourself, whatever, you have to be able to confidently aim, shoot, and fire. Otherwise, you're a goner.
Yeah, and here's another analogy. You've seen these fishing shows where that guy throws the lure right up next to a stump or something like that.
Yeah.
What you think that just happens, you know, that happens every time? No, they sit out there in that boat or they sit out in their front yard and sit there and flip and flip and flip that lure.
You're right.
And you've got to get good at what your hobby is. You know,
exactly.
My dad's always told me, if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And I'm good at shooting, so that's what I like to do. And
right.
So I buy 1,000 rounds, you know, and go shoot them. I spend them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
you
it.
Know, but, you know, that's the answer to the woman's question from the mailbag last night.
Yeah, that was great. I'm glad you were listening and you called in. That's good. Good stuff, Pete. Thanks.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. You have a good weekend. He makes a great point, just like my friend saying the very same thing. Think of the moving target. Think of what I say on the air when I want responsible, you know, hey, we want responsible gun owners. We want people who have pride in what they're doing. In other words, they like it as a hobby. They're comfortable and they know what they're doing. It's just like, you know, I had two uncles since Pete took us down this path. And the two uncles had a few things in common. You know, one, they were from the school of hard knocks. My great-grandmother, bootstrap, you got to make your way. So they come back from the war, and these are great uncles. They come back from the war. They both open dry cleaners. They kill themselves, open dry cleaners, and are doing pretty good. They're in different parts of town. And they both like to fish and boat and that stuff. So that's going to be their fun thing that they're going to kill themselves to get. And they both get boats. My Uncle Dick, getting in the boat with him was like taking your life in your own hands because he wasn't very proficient with the boat. It's like he didn't read the instructions. But my Uncle Ray, you were totally, if a tsunami was coming your way, he'd get you away from it somehow. So I liked to go with Uncle Ray because he read the directions. He knew everything about the motor and could take it apart. He was the guy that you wanted to be in his boat. You wanted to be there because he really cared and really took care of the boat and knew how to use it, how to dock it, how to get us out where we were fishing for bluefish and how to find the bluefish and all that other kind of stuff. So Pete makes a lot of sense when he's talking about it's a good answer to the mailbag. Why do you need all those rounds? And then that's not what you think of necessarily on top of your head because the analogy was and what they were talking about with limiting rounds is, okay, if somebody is going to go out and they want to terrorize or do a mass shooting now, they have all these mags, which, okay, they do, but why do people need that many? He's exactly right about that. For the most part, that's what we're talking about, people that are doing this for fun or doing target practice or just getting more proficient or, you know, a myriad of other things for sure. A couple of quick side notes here as we get ready to skedaddle from this hour. Police in Watertown, Massachusetts, they're searching for suspects in the gun battle because the MIT police officer sadly died. Supposedly there was a suspect that was cornered and they closed off the campus, concerned of people coming in and out and hoping that they would be able to track down whatever had really happened here. There was a disturbance and he responded and then was shot and he killed. He was killed. He died at the hospital. And, you know, they're all over this, obviously, to try to figure out some of the things that led up to the shooting and all that kind of stuff. So the shooting comes on the heels of the twin bombings at the Boston Marathon. And this city, man, there's increased security like you wouldn't believe. I heard from a few people that live there that it's just you don't even want to be in downtown Boston because it's just tighter than a drum now at this point. That everybody with a windbreaker, pretty much it says FBI. You know, it's not saying Nike or other things like that. That's Boston right now, as they're trying to find any leads to anybody connected to what happened there on Monday. And now throw in the MIT thing, and geez, how sad is that? And then, of course, with the fertilizer plant, at this point, there still is a search, believe it or not, to make sure everybody is accounted for to the best of their ability. So there are a lot of people that are combing an unbelievable radius of this fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas. That's the name of the town. There are dozens of people who are dead, and there are so many people that were injured by this. Just an enormous blast. It's like a community just wiped out, because you got to think less than 3,000 people. Everybody knows some connection to somebody that was caught up in what happened at the fertilizer plant. Rough week, folks. Hug your loved ones.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.